Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The Core Short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game. It doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
Happy Tuesday, Cleveland. We got breaking Cavs news today, and it was not the news that everybody was sitting around and waiting for. Donovan Mitchell, extended 4 years. We have a lot to talk about. As well, we have Browns things popping up over the weekend into yesterday, into today. And, of course, the Guardians going to be in action coming up a little bit later tonight. We'll react to that game towards the end of the show. But it is Jake Volnick with you guys here from 7 to 11 on overtime. We have Michael Bohm running the board as well. You heard him on the 2020s doing work behind the glass. Michael Markoch with us tonight. And, of course, let's start. This morning we get breaking, you know, Cavs breaking news. And I think everybody kind of sat back and went, oh my goodness, here we go. Right? This is what we're waiting for. And lo and behold, it was, I say just Donovan Mitchell getting an extension. It is a ridiculous extension. It's a lot of money. It's a really important thing moving forward for the franchise. I don't think you can just push it off to the side and say it's absolutely nothing. I don't think you can... I mean, in some ways, it feels like it's a lot of almost everything, but I also just, there needs to be proper context attached to this as well. Like, I am somebody who has expressed concern with extending Donovan Mitchell, having him here for 4 more years, but I do sit here today and say, you know, all things considered, this would be a good thing for the Cavs. There was no negative to if you get Donovan to sign to an extension today. You know, for this upcoming season, I think it probably leaves you in a better spot than any other scenario that the Cavs would have been willing to go down. Right? If you don't think Donovan can be the leader on a championship team, maybe that is the way that extending Donovan doesn't make the most sense. You'd have liked to see him moved off from this, this offseason and what we're in right now. But again, every single idea that we've gotten from the Cavs and Kobe Altman, that was never going to happen. So if that's what you wanted, if that was the thought process, you are never going to get there. But again, you get the extension today, and Shams Charania on ESPN detailing exactly the moment of when that happens and breaking it down.
4 years, $273 million max contract extension through 2031 for Donovan Mitchell. And he could have waited till next summer, waited the full next season to be able to sign for an additional fifth season and an extra $80 million. But the first day Donovan Mitchell was eligible for an extension was today, and he, his agent Austin Brown, Kobe Altman, the team president, Dan Gilbert, the owner, spoke. They came to terms on a deal that now gives the Cavs stability before Donovan Mitchell was going to be entering the final guaranteed year of his deal. And we know the types of pressure that comes with that. And this is now the second extension that Donovan Mitchell has signed in Cleveland ever since he got there in 2022. And this is a stamp and a pledge to his commitment in Cleveland as this team clearly tries to compete for a championship in the East.
So I think that was a really big part at the end, is the recognition that, yes, of course, this is the Cavs inking Donovan to a long-term contract. I think more importantly is the commitment from Donovan to be here long-term. Like, the upcoming 4 years. This is where Donovan wants to spend his career. He clearly thinks there's something, you know, good in building here. And I think this is kind of, in a lot of ways, the best that the Cavs could have imagined to make out of this. Right, sure. Would it be nice if Donovan had taken a pay cut? If he would have said, you know what, give me $10 million less on almost every single year of this deal. I'll give up the $40 million and go build a better team. Yeah, I think we want every superstar ever to do that. Reality will tell you that's never happening. Right? Donovan was never going to take a pay cut. It just wasn't going to happen. So if we were sitting there thinking you were getting Jalen Brunson out of this, you weren't. Like, Donovan, we knew he was going to take the max. But the fact that it's got done now and not a year in the future when Donovan could have collected that $80 million on year five of this deal, like, I think that's a massive positive. Like, I already don't think the 75-ish million you're going to be paying him at age 34 is going to be doing you any good. Like, Donovan's a combo guard who probably doesn't have until 2031 to continue to be one of the NBA's elites. He might still be a really good player. I'm not going to say that Donovan's all of a sudden going to turn into, you know, I take your pick, right? He's not going to turn into Jordan Clarkson and be like a bench player for you and a sixth man of like, really wish I didn't have Donovan in the starting lineup. But he's not going to continue likely to be Donovan Mitchell. And that's not just me sitting here, you know, spewing hate, spewing, I don't like Donovan. That's just the reality of combo guards in the NBA. You can still be pretty good, but you're going to slow down. A lot of the things that worked for you at 25 and even at 30 are not going to continue to work for you at age 34. That's just about how every single combo guard plays out. So yeah, I didn't want the fifth year on Donovan. I don't want that $80 million to be attached to, because that is going to be ridiculously difficult to get rid of. But again, all that said, I think you can be happy about the fact that, yeah, your team continues to have somebody that we've detailed is going to be, you know, he's on your team, you're going to be a playoff team. And I think that's probably likely to be the case for, I mean, at least most of Donovan's time here, if not the entirety of that contract. But more importantly, like, letting Donovan play out the final year of his deal and then having to go into, does Donovan want to play here? Is he going to be back the next season? And being left in the just waiting wings of, if Donovan doesn't believe in this team, doesn't think it can happen, then you are just left on the outskirts with, hey, we got blindsided. We didn't know this was coming. We had to live on the edge, kind of like Kobe Altman and the Cavs are living on the edge with, can I get LeBron? Everything would have hinged on, is Donovan actually going to sign an extension? And we just have to wait until that moment happens. That's not a fun time to be in. And with this being done, I don't know how easy it would be to move off of Donovan Mitchell in the coming, you know, whatever it be, year, 2 years, 3 years. But this does leave you in a spot that you are guaranteed some kind of, you would imagine, something back if and when you decide it's time to move on from Donovan. If you get to that point in this contract where you go, you know what, time for the team to reset. We're not ready to compete anymore. Donovan's lost a step. I mean, you might have to deal through the contract. Again, it's $70, $75 million kind of on the back 2 years of this deal. But at least I know I'm getting something in return. At least there's something there to be bona fide. You know, I'm getting anything back for this. I think the biggest fear anytime you have a star like this, what you don't want to have happen, what we talk about all the time, is you let the guy play out the last year of his deal and you get nothing back. We see teams operate and go, you know what? Might as well be worth to trade him now. If we don't think we're winning a championship, let's just make sure we get something. Obviously, Cavs are still in that window. They think they can compete. I don't think they're all that far off of being wrong, especially if they can manage a way to find LeBron. But you just put yourself in a spot of, I think, again, pretty good. This is it was shocking. I was surprised to see it happen. I figured Donovan would have waited. I figured the Cavs a year from now probably would have been happy to go ahead and hand Donovan the extension. It just seems like a little security two ways. Donovan doesn't have to wait the extra year. He doesn't have to worry about the Cavs making the decision this isn't going to work and say, Donovan, good luck finding this contract somewhere else, because who knows whether or not another team is committing that. And the Cavs also don't have to tack the extra year and the extra $80 million onto this contract. I think you take this every single chance you can get it. And it likely by the end of it doesn't look that great when you're paying Donovan this $75 million, but you take it and you run with it. Dan Devine, Yahoo Sports, was on the station earlier today with Baskin and Phelps, and he talked about the Cavs and their commitment to Donovan with this news.
This team is built around Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell is the one true blue superstar we know we have. I think this commitment comes as a direct result of the Cavaliers front office saying, we are going to prove to you that we're going to do everything we can to build the whole thing around you here, up to including offering you as much money as we possibly can, as soon as we possibly can. And yes, Donovan Mitchell could have made the decision to wait a year and put himself in position to, I believe the deal next summer would have been $353 million. Now we're in Calvin Ball numbers. It's all wild now. But could have put himself in position to sign an even more lucrative deal. This locks him in for, I believe it's the fourth largest contract in the NBA right now, behind only Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Nikola Jokic, and puts him in position to have multiple years locked in, extend this window for 3 years in Cleveland. You know what you're getting. You know where everything's going to be lined up, and it's going to be built around Donovan Mitchell.
And that's the part that maybe I think scares people a little bit more. Like, again, I like Donovan. I think Donovan's a really good player. I think he's a player you can win with. The only questions I have in this entire process is, can you win building around Donovan Mitchell? Is that actually possible? And that's where the struggle to say yes actually occurs. Like, I don't know that you can. And having now attached to Donovan for the upcoming years, like, this is the price of, you know, dealing in this era. This is the price of making sure that you have a star player on your team, is even when you have these questions, if you want to stay in that ballpark, if you want to say he gives us a chance to compete and at least we can continue to ask ourselves that question and figure it out and not have to reset this thing and go back into the dark years. That's what this allows you to have.
Again, baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
And I don't know that's a great thing if you're talking about winning championships as a way of being satisfied. And I think that's the way a lot of us think. I think that is the mindset here, is go win a championship. That's what we want. That's what we expect when you build a good team, is we want you to be striving and trying to accomplish, go win a championship. So I don't know that Donovan is that player you want to build around. That's where so much of this is going to be confusing, because it's going to be tough to navigate around Donovan's contract, Evan's contract, whatever other contract, James Harden over the next 2 years likely. And then, I mean, we're talking about LeBron, Jared Allen. I mean, the money doesn't get a whole lot easier. Like, as the number keeps going up, it's going to stay in the same range and probably get worse of how much of a percentage of the cap are you actually eating up as Donovan Mitchell? What can I actually attribute to the rest of the roster getting better around you now that you've signed this? It's just something you have to weigh of, is it worth being there on that money? And again, at this point, given where the Cavs are at, I'll take it. I know I'm getting something back in a trade if it ever happens. I know I'm going to stay competitive. You just hope something can happen around Donovan then that makes this even better, which is the one part that we continue to wait on. 216-474-0092. Are you happy with the Donovan Mitchell extension? A little bit of riding the line, but I would ultimately land on yes. Plus, you can get to us on X at VolnickJake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake, so we can get to our social media reactions, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Plenty of good stuff coming up for you guys tonight. We have the station buzz, the most pressing things said by our station's guests today, coming your way at 7:40. We're going to talk a little bit of Browns coming into the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, Get a Grip coming your way at 9 o'clock, as it typically does. It's a bit closer to 9:20. Jackson Flickinger, Fear the Sword, going to help us break down the Donovan extension and Cavs chances at LeBron, everything happening around the Cavs and free agency. 10 o'clock hour, Blind Tier Tuesday, because it is a Tuesday after all, and we'll get some Guardians reaction later on in the show. But right now, 216-474-0092. Are you happy with the Donovan Mitchell extension, as well as coming up with your calls here in about 5 minutes? Is this actually something that gets you closer to LeBron? That's a question where I feel a little bit differently on the answer. I'll explain coming up here again in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick, with you guys until 11 on The Fan. And that was Bobby Marks on earlier today with Afternoon Drive, talking Donovan Mitchell extension. And we're asking you at 216-474-0092, are you happy with it? Did it put a smile on your face today to watch the news come across as Donovan Mitchell extended for 4 years? Through 2031, because again, like there's part of me that goes, hey, I have questions about where the Cavs are heading through 2031, and there's parts of me that go, I like those questions a heck of a lot better than probably the questions I'm getting without Donovan. Like, I mean, you can rebuild. Do I think this team is going to win a championship? Like, the idea that LeBron is sitting out there, I think leaves all options on the table. If that is not a possibility for you, I have a lot of questions on what the Cavs are actually able to get done, and you are pushing further and further down the route of, you might just want to take this thing into as fast as you can replenish it as possible. But even then, like, you take a look at what the Cavs have left in terms of draft capital over the next few years, even if they are, you know, well, we're not playing all that great. You have pick swaps. You have years like next year where you don't have a pick inside of the first round. And it's like, I don't know what you're actually accomplishing other than going and getting another player like Donovan. It's not like SGA is going to come available and you're like, hey, we can just build around SGA and he's going to want to come to the Cavs. That's typically not how this has worked in Cleveland. And obviously, I think you just look at guys across the NBA where those guys are just not openly coming available year after year after year. And this offseason would tell you differently. We watched Jaylen Brown move. We watched Giannis move. We're seeing superstars get plucked left and right in the NBA. And maybe under the apron, that becomes something that's slightly more normal. And maybe the Cavs will look back on this and regret it. I just don't think it's one of those moves you go down. Again, there is still an era of wanting to be a rather mediocre basketball team, like a above average basketball team, a team that is considered widely to be top four, top five in their conference, rather than putting yourself into a hole of like, oh, we might get to the play-in. It's still more fun to watch this. It's still, I mean, it's infuriating. It's frustrating, but there's nothing less frustrating about this than watching a team led by Evan Mobley that you don't know how far they can go. Like, that is the positive spin to it all, but the immediate question that I had after the initial reaction to this was the idea of, okay, Donovan signs the extension. Does that actually get me any closer to getting LeBron? And that might not be what this move was about, and I honestly don't think that it was. But in terms of moves that get you closer, like, I have people being like, oh, you know, this might be enough to sway LeBron. Donovan's here. I don't know what this move does to help sway LeBron to come to the Cavs. Like, unless LeBron's pitch to every team in the NBA and we just don't know it, is, hey, I want to play for the next 3 years. Then this might sway him. I don't think that you have that going to other teams across the NBA from LeBron and his camp. I don't think LeBron knows that in his internal heart of hearts, whether or not he's going to play this out just this season, retirement tour, whether or not he's got 2 or 3 years left in him. I don't think LeBron knows that at this point. If I had to take a wild stab at it, and that's all it would be is a wild stab, I can't tell you with 100% confidence I know what LeBron's going to do, I would think this year is it. And again, at that point, if I'm LeBron, what do I care if Donovan's extended? That doesn't get me any closer. I know Donovan was going to be here this year. I know I was going to have a chance to compete. And if any year we could have gotten closer to winning a championship, do I think Donovan would have been back? Yeah, I think Donovan would have been back. He would have inked an extension anyway. So the Cavs by this didn't get any closer. I think the only person who's probably looking at this like, what was that all about? Is probably James Harden. He's like, I didn't pick up my option. We're talking extension. I'm putting that on hold so you can pay Donovan more money. I mean, I'm sure James, to a degree, is like, yeah, I mean, Donovan needs to get paid. He deserves to get paid. Whatever. There's a mutual respect there as teammates and guys who clearly like each other. But, I mean, James Harden just a little bit upset by going, I didn't take a pay cut so you could pay Donovan. Like, that is not what we are on here. So let's speed this thing up. Again, it's probably a feeling of indifference. I don't think James Harden really cares. I think he probably knew, and that was probably communicated to him. Yeah, this is going to happen. We're going to offer Donovan this much money, and that doesn't impact probably where we're looking at you for the next couple of years, even though it inherently does. But again, I can't get on board with that. But as somebody who clearly is, Shams Charania, ESPN, broke down Donovan not only signing this extension, but being a part of the process and trying to get LeBron here for the Cavs.
It doesn't hurt that a franchise cornerstone has now committed, doubled down on his commitment to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And Donovan Mitchell, I'm told, has been very active in a significant part of the conversations the Cavs officials have been having this summer on upgrading the roster. And yes, that includes the pursuit of LeBron James. And I'm told he has made it clear that he would embrace LeBron coming to the Cavaliers and joining him in Cleveland. Another wing as well that the Cavs have pursued here in free agency is Jonathan Kuminga, unrestricted free agent after his team option was declined by Atlanta. Kenny Atkinson coached Jonathan Kuminga in Golden State as an assistant. So LeBron James is the first priority for the Cavaliers, and Donovan Mitchell is fully on board with that and upgrading the Cavs roster overall after they made a run to the Eastern Conference Finals.
So, I mean, we'll get to the Kuminga stuff. We talked about it a little bit last week. We'll mix that into some conversations later on in the show, but you have your answer on whether or not Donovan is accepting of LeBron being back. I imagined he was. What is your argument? Like, this is the part of, is Donovan Mitchell going to come out and be like, you know what? No, Cleveland, this isn't happening. I don't want to play with LeBron. Like, what? Who in their right mind is walking away from that? Like, there wasn't anything breaking in there. Yeah, sure, Donovan, I'm sure, would love to have an era of Cavs basketball to his own, be able to bring a championship where he is a clear leader. But at the same time, I don't think as an NBA player searching for your very first title, you are going to be so beside yourself that you go, you know what, all that help you wanted to bring in, no, I'm good. No, you're going to take as many stars as you possibly can. You're going to take every single player that you possibly can to get yourself a title. That nobody can deny the fact that, yeah, I did win one. But did I have LeBron? Did I have James Harden? Did I have Evan Mobley on my team? I did, but at least I won one. I mean, we have so many conversations about players like Carmelo Anthony and Allen Iverson, guys who just didn't win championships, and that being the sticking point on people like, oh, you know, talk about their legacy, but they never actually get... You don't want that hanging over your head as an NBA player, somebody that you'd like to, at the end of the day, I'm sure, be considered one of the all-time greats. You need championships in order to do that. But I think Shams had the correct phrasing on this. It doesn't hurt in getting LeBron here. And again, if LeBron is considering a long-term or multi-year out aspects of, hey, I'm not just going to compete for one single season. The fact that Golden State was involved in this, I think that maybe takes part of that out of the conversation, because I don't think you have any clue what was happening in Golden State over the multi-year run and playing with older players. But if part of the process is, hey, LeBron is considering what he can do with the Cavs potentially over the next 2 years if he decides he wants to play another one. And yeah, I mean, having Donovan Mitchell linked up and having him extended, it helps your case. It gets you a little closer there. But ultimately, I think LeBron's immediate process where he's going on this is probably going to be, what do you present to me in this upcoming season? You give me an opportunity to win a title. Donovan already being here had gotten that done. This is where you're in a spot that I just don't know you can do anything to make yourself more attractive. Like, I don't know what you can actually accomplish at this point to say to LeBron, yes, please come to Cleveland. I mean, you are financially held. You can't go anywhere, right? You are waiting out the idea of, what does it take to pay LeBron? We have to have as much money on the table as possible to make sure we can get that done. And LeBron, as Shams mentioned, is priority number one, as he absolutely should be. That has to be the first priority on the list. And the Cavs have been treating this offseason as such. The biggest news we got was the official signing of Thomas Bryant. Yeah, that wasn't stopping LeBron from coming here. Also not persuading LeBron to come here. But you have to have your priorities straight, and the Cavs know we are pretty much on lockdown. Right? We don't get to make any moves. We are radio silence up until LeBron makes his decision. And whether that is here or not, we'll have to operate accordingly as soon as that's done. And it's past us. Either we have LeBron and we can move forward with that. How do we make this team better? Or basically, oh crap, let's scramble and figure out how we can make this team better even with LeBron not on the roster. Either way, you're stuck in a spot of, just holding pat. You can't do anything until it happens. So you are just stuck continuously going down this rabbit hole and waiting for LeBron, which, we've said, people on the station over the past couple of weeks or past couple of days, Brett Siegel was on with Afternoon Drive when I was filling in for Nick yesterday. He said, hey, it could be the end of this week, it could be next week, it could be 3 weeks from now. This could take upwards of a month for all we know in order to get this done. I would hope LeBron has a little bit more urgency to that. We're coming up about 4 days from when he's made his latest decision in free agency ever. I don't know that this won't be the longest one. It kind of feels like it's on the trajectory to be that. But either way, it feels like the Cavs are in the dark about this. Every reporter is in the dark about this. And LeBron is going to make his decision when he makes it behind a wall of nobody knowing anything. You don't have any information moving forward. And it's frustrating. If anybody is bothered by that fact, I would tell you I 100% get it. I am also bothered by that fact. I would like some kind of inkling. I would like the Cavs to be able to operate and start looking towards, hey, what can we do as plan B if it's not going to be LeBron here? And how much faster can we execute plan A? Can we have things waiting in the wings that, yes, if LeBron is going to be back and we are just waiting on this as a formality, we can start to get into place. We can start to get ready and try to hammer things down and have it ready to go in succession after LeBron is here. But I would love there to be some magical way, like signing Jonathan Kuminga gets you closer to LeBron. I think all of us can sit here with the legitimacy and the reality that that's not doing anything. You would need a star player. And at this point, anything shy of trading for Anthony Davis, which we think might attract LeBron more, isn't getting you there. And based on what Washington said, you're going to have to pay a premium price. I don't think the Cavs should or want to have to pay that. And you have to make that decision, if it's even going to be made, afterwards. You have to worry about bringing in LeBron's friends and filling out the rest of the roster, making things great afterwards. Donovan Mitchell is here. James Harden is here. Evan Mobley is here. LeBron, do you want to play with them? That's the pitch right now. Do you want to make the return home? Do you want to try to win a title? We think we give you the best opportunity to do that. Please make your decision. And it's what makes this so infuriating of sitting here and waiting, is that's all you can do. It is just LeBron feeling out the process and, I don't know, do I think I can win here? And is it where I want to be? 216-474-0092. Does the Donovan Mitchell extension actually get you any closer to LeBron in your eyes? Plus, Coming up here in 5 minutes, we're going to get to the most pressing things said by our station's guests today with the Station Buzz on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk a little bit of Browns, questions that need to be answered across training camp, and one particularly brutal ranking that they got earlier this week. But that's all coming up for you in the 8 o'clock hour. Before we get there, we do have to get to the most pressing things said by our station's guests today. Let's do it with the Station Buzz.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The Stratotech T from Vuori is one of those shirts you put on once and immediately get why people love it. It's incredibly soft, stretches with you, dries fast, and still looks sharp enough to wear from a workout to the ballpark without missing a beat. It's become my go-to tee for pretty much everything. Head to Vuori.com/pod20 for 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
All right, let's kick things off. John Fanta, NBC Sports, on today with Afternoon Drive, as he is every single Tuesday. And he talked about Donovan Mitchell and this idea, maybe started by somebody at the station and maybe then taken a little bit farther by the same person at the station. And the fans don't take him for that. Fans do take him for granted.
I don't think Clevelanders are taking him for granted, and I think Donovan is appreciated. But the standard changed in 2016, guys. That's why people are starved for LeBron James. They want him back. They know what his vision is. They know the edge that he plays with. Look, is Donovan, is the lack of full love that's perceived for Donovan Mitchell, does that have something to do with just the fact that LeBron James once held the throne in this town? Well, the fact is, like, is the viewpoint skewed because we experienced one of the greatest three or four people to touch a basketball ever in our town. And so then we don't give Donovan the degree of love that maybe he got in Utah. Okay, that's fine. But do I think he gets taken for granted in Cleveland, Ohio? That's not the type of town that Cleveland is.
I don't think he gets taken for granted. And I don't even know that LeBron himself plays the biggest aspect into this as much as a championship does. Like, winning a championship in 2016, I get those two things are very heavily correlated, LeBron and the championship, but I think where John goes and says that the standard was raised in this city with a championship, yeah, the expectation is to get there. And I think if you were watching Donovan hit his ceiling, and truthfully, it felt like the Cavs were playing tremendous basketball, and they were just getting taken seven games against good teams, and that team just catches fire, you know, in four different games, they're shooting 80%, shooting over people, hitting incredible shots. You turn around and you go, oh, man, just brutal. Like, and Donovan gets a lecture love? Yeah, I do. Do I think part of it is you're the leader of an era of Cavs basketball right now that is seen as nothing, but, I mean, the complete opposite of playoff performers, like your playoff chokers. That is what is attached to Donovan right now. And that can still be a really good team. Like, that can be then looked back, I think, fondly upon. It's like, oh, a good era of Cavs basketball where the team was successful. But when you live in the moment of it, you expect more. Like, so much of it, I think, is being held to a standard of what you know Donovan and this team can accomplish and what you think that they're capable of. And the Cavs just falling short of that and Donovan being a big part of it. Like, again, we talked about this, I think, at the end of last week, but this is something that drives me crazy. Donovan is not taken for granted. He is not hated in this town. Donovan is loved. I don't think anybody is trying to run Donovan out with a pitchfork or you know, a torch and being like, ah, not in my town. We don't want Donovan Mitchell. You're not doing that. We like Donovan. I am happy he got an extension here. I would also like him to step up and play to his full capabilities in the playoffs. I'd like the Cavs to step up and play to their full capability in the playoffs. In just 1 year, it feels like they execute on the level that's necessary. Be healthy, play good basketball, and if you lose doing that, I think all of us can step away and be like, that's unfortunate. Again, how do we get better? But you appreciate what it was. I don't know that we've gotten a year of that. It was the lights are too bright against the Knicks. It was being taken seven games by the Orlando Magic. It was getting embarrassed by the Indiana Pacers. And it was this year getting taken to two game sevens that the Cavs really didn't have a business in being in because they should have already advanced. And then getting embarrassed by the Knicks again. Like, it all came full circle to the point of, like, you've never even accomplished getting over the initial hump that you had when you got here, which was get better than the New York Knicks. You haven't reached that. And it's the infuriating part of you are capable of doing it. This team, as constructed, are talented enough and the fit is good enough. They've had enough to actually get that done. If I just watched a team who played their ass off, played their hearts out, left everything on the floor, I'd live with it. It is a team who by the end of it was beat down, tired, and looked like they rolled over. Not the type of team that I think this city ever wraps their arms around. A team that is their identity, that's what their sticking point of what we all remember from it being, is not going to be a team that is beloved in Cleveland. That's not the way this fan base operates. You leave everything on the field, you get respected. You leave everything on the court, you get respected. Up until then, again, it's not even a disrespect for Donovan. It's just I know you can do better, and I'd like to see you actually do it. I'd like to see you ascend to that and give me the 1,000% effort that I know that you have. All right, let's keep it Cavs. Dan Devine of Yahoo Sports on with Baskin and Phelps today, and he was asked whether or not the Cavs can build a championship team around Donovan.
He occupies a really interesting spot. I think there's a pretty credible case to be made. He's a top 10 player in the NBA and has been for several years now. Can you build a championship team with Donovan Mitchell as your best player? To this point, we have not seen that, and I think it's a valid question. There's one potential counter argument is I think a lot of those same questions about Jalen Brunson existed before this season. Mm-hmm. The Knicks proved that it can be done. The Knicks also proved that with Jalen Brunson on a significantly smaller salary figure than what Donovan Mitchell is going to be making moving forward. So the work does not end for Kobe Altman in the front office today. And if anything, it might even get a little harder or more difficult. You're going to need to stretch every dollar elsewhere.
Like, I think the very general answer to the question is yes, I think you can build a championship roster around Donovan Mitchell as your best player. And I think that Dan brought up the case in point, Jalen Brunson. is exactly why you can build a championship caliber team around Donovan. Now, do I think the Cavs can build a championship caliber team around Donovan? I think your clock is kind of ticking a little bit too fast. I don't think you have the resources at this point to go out and get what's actually necessary. I think we saw New York operate in the proper way of make sure I go get wings, make sure I go get everything needed to surround Jalen Brunson to make up for the lack that he has as a player. Most of that on the defensive end of the basketball floor. And I don't think the Cavs really have an avenue to doing that and keeping Donovan as the best player. I mean, there's an argument. You bring in LeBron currently right now. Donovan, I would say, is a better player than LeBron James. Yes. Like, individually, if you ranked your top 100 NBA players, Donovan goes ahead of LeBron at this point in time. So maybe he is still the best, but I don't know that he's a focal point. And he's certainly not considered the leader, the number one on this team. The face of the franchise goes right back to being LeBron. So, yeah, you can build one around him with LeBron on the team. I just don't know that you can build one around him really without that. And be on the Cavs. Some other team tried it and they had all the resources and built it the proper way and did it right from the beginning. Maybe. Then maybe, and you have a legitimate case for it. But at this point in time, no, I don't know that you can. I think that is a big reason as to why LeBron is priority one. The Cavs aren't dumb on this. I think they know the roster is currently constructed is not good enough. They clearly are trying to address their massive lack of wing. We heard from Shams last segment. Obviously, LeBron's a top priority. Jonathan Kuminga is high on that priority list of a guy they're really interested in. You're trying to go out and fix the wing problem. I give you credit. You at least know the problem. It's just, I mean, you knew the problem last year, 2 years ago, when you went and got a DeAndre Hunter. But it doesn't really feel like the ability to address that is so blatantly clear and obvious that it's actually going to be able to be possible. All right, let's keep the Cavs conversation rolling. Bobby Marks, ESPN, on with Afternoon Drive today, and was asked what plan B is for the Cavs if they can't get LeBron.
You know, there's about 30 or 40 free agents that finished rosters on the roster. You know, Kuminga is an interesting name, certainly from the area, I would think. I think where Harden's number comes at, I think we'll have an idea as far as what the flexibility is. I think, you know, if James isn't at 32 to 33 million, you're basically staring at the vet minimum. But I think Kuminga would help. He played well after the trade with Atlanta for the second half, you know, second half of the year. I think, DeRozan still, even if there is no LeBron, I think the ability to start, I think the ability to come off the bench as a sixth man. I think the beauty of that is if he starts, he pushes everyone else down and it helps your depth there.
All I got out of this is I really don't like plan B. That's a real big takeaway, is I really hate plan B. When it comes down to DeMar DeRozan and Jonathan Kuminga, both players that I individually like enough. I don't know that DeMar DeRozan plays the most winning basketball on the planet, that you can actually like even come anywhere close to building around him in a starting lineup. I don't know that Jonathan Kuminga really does that either. It feels like a better option, but it doesn't feel like a fantastic option. Again, you get better. There's an upgrade there for sure. I just don't know that losing Keon Ellis and losing Dean Wade and picking up Jonathan Kuminga and picking up DeMar DeRozan is really as great of an upgrade as we think it is. The team might be slightly better than it was a year ago if that's the case, and everything else stayed pat. The team probably has something of a similar result that they had this year if that ends up being the team too. Like, sure, your wing looks slightly better. I mean, not that DeMar is like a true three either at the end of the day. He's probably closer to a two. He probably falls more into the camp of like Max Strus and everybody else, where I just don't know that's a guy that at this point in his career especially, you want him guarding the three. I don't know that's a spot you want him in the starting lineup playing the three. He's 6'6". He's got a couple inches on Strus. An inch or two, like it's better. It's just still not fantastic. I don't love it, but I think that's, again, goes to show plan A's really got to work. Like, plan A has to go through. You need LeBron at this point, and it's no stretch to say that I think the Cavs' title hopes are almost solely riding on the idea that he decides to return home. All right, let's talk a little bit of Browns. Warren Sharp, Sharp Football Analysis, on with Baskin and Phelps today, and he talked about Shador's stats and potential quarterback in 2027.
The quarterbacks that they had on the roster last year and the quarterbacks that they're entering the season with this year do not give me any sense of optimism that they can be a franchise caliber quarterback. Shador Sanders, as a rookie, playing with these weapons, playing with this team, you're not going to get a lot and say, oh my God, we got to trash this kid. There's nothing he could do moving forward to be any bit better. He can't possibly be a franchise caliber quarterback. because of what we saw last year. I'm not necessarily going to say that, but what I am going to share is that out of 45 qualifying quarterbacks, he ranks 45th in completion rate, 43rd in EPA per dropback. And I could go through all these other statistics that I have. Touchdown interception ratio, which ranks 44th out of 45. He caused 29% of his own pressures. For me, the eye is on the future. You know, the eye is on the 2027 draft and what this team can be with the weapons and the arsenal of draft capital that they're going to have.
I mean, I think it's fair. Like, Abe, I don't think anybody's should be arguing at this point. I think there are people that will, but I don't think you should be arguing that the Browns' most likely path forward is by drafting a quarterback in 2027. Feels like the most likely, feels like what we're going to end up with. I just don't love the let me go pull stats from Shador last year. Like, yeah, I mean, he was pressured a lot. He had a low completion percentage. I think all of us pretty much agree that it was very close to, if not the worst wide receiver core in the NFL, and almost certainly the worst offensive line across the entire NFL. Yeah, your completion percentage is going to be low. Your pressure rate is going to be high. Your average EPA per dropback is going to be ridiculously near the bottom of the NFL. All of those things line up. And I don't know how much better they get with an improvement on both of those scales. It feels like the wide receiver group is much better. Feels like the offensive line is at least improved. But I mean, at some point, you definitely have to feel like, I don't know that Shador's qualifying is, you know, 45th out of 45. And completion percentage. I think that takes a tick up. I think you get somewhere closer to, I'm not even going to try to put a number on it. I'm not going to say middle of the pack, but I'm almost willing to guarantee it wouldn't be dead last. But yeah, the overall sentiment is correct. The stats don't look good. There's a reason why the stats don't look good, and it's not everything outside of Shador. Shador is a part of that problem, and your most likely scenario moving forward is getting a quarterback in 2027. All right. That'll be it for the Station Buzz. When we come on back here at the top of the hour, there's questions being asked about the biggest questions for the Browns to answer in training camp. I think we all know what that question is, but there's one sticking point everybody points to that really gets under my skin, and we're going to bring it up here at 8 o'clock on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The Core Short from Vuori is one pair I keep reaching for. Morning run, afternoon training, watching the game. It doesn't matter. Soft four-way stretch, built-in liner, comfortable all day. Plus, they look good enough to wear well beyond the gym. Ready to try a pair? Head to Vuori.com/pod20 to get 20% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply. Visit the website for full terms and conditions.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.